With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show. With Anthony Lima.
We go to the North Homestead Crescent Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in from the NFL Network, Aditi Kinkabwala. Hello.
We can do a greatest hits of the ways that you have gotten rid of me.
We kind of have that, I think.
We didn't get rid we haven't gotten rid of you before. We've just made it awkward before.
No. Last week, you definitely got rid of me. I mean, you went click.
Because 39 is 39. People got mad. People were sending me nasty tweets like, you wouldn't do that for a man, Ken. Like,
well,
I was getting called
good
a sex.
For them.
No,
that's people, whoever you are.
It's a hard out at 39, Aditi. I can't be telling everybody our business that much, but yeah, there we go. It's 39. Hard out's 39. We had to go. It's my fault for taking you so long.
You know, there's an exception to every rule, Ken. There really is.
I would have hung up on anybody. I would have hung up on Bill Clinton at 39.
Would you have hung up on your doctor? Because I heard that you are pondering some surgery.
You hearing about the vasectomy?
Uh-oh.
I mean, rumors do make it.
Do I
to Pittsburgh.
All right, let me ask you this. If your husband wants a vasectomy, do you have to sign off on it?
Well, I sure as heck hope he would have the conversation with me before he went and did that.
But Liz told me she had to actually sign a form that said...
You know what I'm learning in this day and age? If you sell it and you believe it, then it may as well be the truth.
So basically, Liz is like the Haslams when they hire a new coach.
Oh, gosh. I'm not going there.
Why not?
Because I really personally like the Haslams, and I really personally hope for things to work out for them.
Well, yeah, you hope things work out for my wife, too, wouldn't you?
So, yeah. But this is sort of like masking the issue right here. Why does it bother you that your wife wants to be part of this decision?
It's not that. It's that she's more than welcome to be a part of the decision. Trust me, I'm not going to do anything she doesn't want me to do. We make these reference all the time. I'm well kept.
Oh, he's backpedaling.
Yet, you know, I find it a little bit weird. She told me she had to sign some.
It's not.
Well,
a lie.
I mean,
if you,
I bet your wife tells you a lot of things that you believe that aren't necessarily based in fact.
What are you trying to tell me?
I'm just trying to tell you that it's good for her to try.
That Lima was only over trying to get everything fixed with the koi pond.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh, is Lima ever going to have a child? Do you think?
He's right here. Ask him.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the old parent. Everyone's gonna make fun of. Make
you know,
old
there's
jokes.
A guy on my street. He moved recently to Chicago. He had his first child when he was 60, and his second child when he was 63.
Oh, I got plenty of time then.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, when I'm 63, I hope I'm like laying on the Cayman Islands, and I don't have little kids being mommy, mommy, mommy.
Well, it's better than me, because when I'm 63, I will have been dead for 10 years.
Oh, that's terrible.
But true. Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you were at Andrew Berry's introductory press conference last week.
I was.
Do you have hope, or is it the same old, same old?
The Browns have done a lot to kill my hope, I will say, over the course of the last 8 years. But I still have hope. I will always have hope. But I will say this. I was very, very, very impressed with Andrew Berry. Very impressed. He's, I mean, it sounds ridiculous to say this about a Harvard-educated man, but he is unbelievably intelligent, and not just in the ways of, okay, I know how to speak and sell something. He's just really sharp, the way he puts two and two together. The things that personally, on a personal level, there are things that he remembered about me, having not seen me in years, things that he may have seen during the season that just registered in his head. I mean, the thing he said to me first was, you just had a baby, right? How's the baby doing? And how does he know that? He said, oh, once I saw you on air and they were welcoming you back from maternity leave. That was months and months ago, and that just registered in your head and you remembered? I mean, the guy's got an unbelievable memory. He's got a great capacity to think outside of the box. I think this is a wonderful hire, and I'm really curious to see how the two parts work together, because this certainly is about a partnership. I shouldn't say two parts, because it's really three parts, or maybe four parts. Four parts. Ownership, the chief strategy officer's department, the head coach's department, and then the GM's department.
Obviously, Aditi, every year we get pretty excited about the staffs getting rounded out. Last year, all the talk was about the Browns getting one of the great play callers, Todd Monken, and Steve Wilks is going to rescue the defense. And it seems like every year without fail, when it comes to the Browns, the coordinators are just not enough to help out whatever deficiencies the coach has. Do you think this time it's different?
Well, I would like to believe that Kevin Stefanski, another, by all accounts, intelligent guy, has seen a lot and will have a little less of an ego, let's call it, or a little less of a need to hold on to things that maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he'll have more willingness to delegate. Now, as far as we know, he hasn't yet really determined how exactly he's delegating all the duties, but hopefully that's something that he's open to considering and to seeing. And maybe he is the best. You know, look, he came from Minnesota where Mike Zimmer called the defensive plays for the entire beginning of his tenure, I think even up until this past season. Now, I had talked to Coach Zimmer last offseason about giving up the plays, and he said when he first started, he felt it was really, really important that he hold on to play calling duties because that's why he was hired. That's what he was known as. It was the one thing that was his expertise, and he felt that it's what lent him credibility in the room. That, hey, he was this great defensive genius. He gets up in front of this. Not that he used the word genius, but he was this great defensive mind. He gets up in front of this room who don't know him. He's never been a head coach before, and at least that was one area where he felt he could speak with authority. And then he was doing it, and it worked well, and he kept on to that, and he recognized that he needed to let go at some point, but he said it's just something that he really enjoyed doing, and it was working. Similarly, Freddie Kitchens had said to me last offseason, prior to the season, that he felt what the offense had done in the previous year was what gave him credibility, and that's why he wanted it. But, of course, the downfall there was that he had said in the offseason to me that if it's not working, then I don't have to keep doing it. And, of course, he didn't ultimately follow through on that.
Didi, good point. We've brought that up a few times. But that seems to happen sometimes when these organizations have, you know, a coaching staff that may be a little stubborn, maybe a little bullheaded, but even if they're not exactly responsive to the issues that they have right away. But I do want to ask you this about John Dorsey's players. We see all the time when new organization comes in, they get rid of the players because they're not their players. But Jimmy Haslam was adamant over the last month that this team doesn't need a reboot. They don't need to shake everything up. So what does that mean for some guys who could be on the chopping block, say, like Olivier Vernon or Christian Kirksey?
That they could, I mean, what do you mean beyond that? That they could be on the chopping block. I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily a huge vote of confidence for either of those players. I think that John Dorsey is giving validation to the talent that's on the team. I mean, what's the worst thing that you would hear is, oh, these aren't the players that we can win with? I mean, what else is he supposed to say right now?
Well, so would you be surprised if there's a huge turnover then?
Not huge, but I would expect some. Every coach wants to bring in his kind of guys. And Andrew Berry made such a point of that, too, in his press conference. And, you know, when he outlined what he feels are the most important things he learned from the year with the Eagles, an unbelievably stable organization that has had success, one of the things he talked about is really getting to know his players on a personal level and feeling really strongly about not just having the best collection of talent, but having the best fit of 53. So he doesn't want just the best 53 players. He wants the 53 players that best fit together. Hmm. So obviously, this group of 53 that we saw a year ago wasn't necessarily the best fit together. You expect him to put a stamp on his team and build his team the way you want to, but that doesn't mean that the core pieces aren't in place. And I don't know. I mean, would you really call Olivier Vernon a core piece right now?
I'm not sure if I would. I would like to hold on to both of them, Aditi. I really would. I like Christian Kirksey. I think you got some veterans there. Christian's a good guy in the community. I know he's been hurt, but I think you need guys like that. Makes the fan base feel a little bit better when things aren't so good. And I also think he's been a pretty smart football player. I don't think he's the world's greatest linebacker ever. I have to admit that, but I do admire Christian a bunch.
You know, and that goes to the idea of what is the best fit. And, you know, it's funny because it's an argument that I've had in Pittsburgh quite a few times. A few years ago, Thomas Davis came up. The Panthers let go of Thomas Davis. Now, Thomas Davis was not the same player that he had been 10 years ago. But he was a veteran leader, one of the best leaders in the NFL when the Steelers were desperate for a leader. And he could give you something. And so there was a camp in the Steelers organization and the coaching staff that felt they needed a guy like that. And then there was Mike Tomlin who said no. you know, I'm not interested in any player that's over the age of 32, basically.
All right, how much responsibility does Myles Garrett bear for a 6-10 season that was a massive disappointment?
Oh, that's so unfair. That's ridiculous.
Whoa, but
no, it never comes down to one player.
Oh.
Not like that.
I'll let you two figure that out. Bye-bye.
Aditi, I think the start of their downfall was with 8 seconds left in that game. I think if Myles doesn't do that, there's no way they lose that other Pittsburgh game. There's not all that weird motivation and stuff circling around. The defense couldn't get any rush whatsoever on Duck Hodges when only maybe one sack would have ended that game. I think it absolutely led to their downfall.
That's only one game. That's one game.
Sure, but they had nothing to play for. The last 3 weeks, they were in a tailspin. They didn't have their best defensive player. Look at the defensive
numbers.
Where
was your leadership? Where was your leadership? You know what strong leadership does?
Do they have it now?
It overcomes moments like that.
Do they have it now?
That's what remains to be seen, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
This may be where I rudely hang up on you. You know, your listeners are always complaining. Your listeners are always complaining about how they hear a baby crying in the background when I'm on the phone. And I put my baby to sleep so that she would not interrupt. And then Owen changes the time on me. And guess what? This is when she wakes up. So now I can either let her cry.
It's faint in the background, though.
Oh, you can still hear her.
It's barely. You can
see,
barely.
I thought that was
does it bother you that your listeners sit here and complain about that?
No, it's far away. Now you got me backpedaling here. I have headphones on, so I can hear it. I think the regular folks can't.
Okay. Well, then we could keep going, or I could take this as an opportunity to say I'm done. But I never do that because I feel like that's so rude. Lima, you never do that, do you? You never just hang up the phone on someone, do you?
Would never do that.
Good for you.
He just did last week.
That was you, Ken.
Yeah, but the one
passing
that we...
the buck on somebody else.
The one that we played, do you want to play the thing again? You want to hear it again? Let everybody hear it again. Okay, fine.
You know, you haven't told me. Are you really excited about Kevin Stefanski?
I'm nonplussed.
Wow.
That was an SAT word right there.
Well, I'm just pointing out, like, I try to get excited over the other guys, and the other guys ended up being huge embarrassing failures, and, you know...
So you kind of have PTSD right now, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just get the damn thing fixed. I'm going to get the thing fixed before I have big celebrations about anybody coming here.
Okay, so let's look at the draft. Left tackle, is that the only option here?
Yeah, that's probably a 10, even though I think they're probably going to trade down, which isn't going to make anybody happy. Hey, can I ask you a real quick question?
You can try.
Are you going to watch the XFL?
I will at some point. I will.
You better, because if you said you weren't, I was going to say the NFL is actually working against the XFL because they take them seriously. I was going to use that as a theory, and now I can't.
If you think that I have any power in the league, then you are sadly mistaken, my friend.
That's exactly what someone who has a bunch of power in the league will want me to think.
Mover and shaker.
All right, Aditi, we
have
to go.
Have a wonderful day. Good luck with your wife, Ken.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the help. Thank you. Aditi Kinkabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I thought the gloves were going to come off there between you two. It's off-season, though, and it's early in the off-season, so now you guys are being nice.
I don't think we want to waste the energy, right?
Yeah. Up next, Would You Rather update, and I will gladly sit through a year without baseball to make it better for Indians fans. That's next. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.